On Midwest Week, indoor football returned to the Quad Cities after a long absence, so was it successful? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Steve Tappa, sports writer for The Dispatch and Rock Island Argus. So, Steve, on the field or in the arena, whichever I should say, how did the Steam Wheelers do during their first season?
You know, I think it was a real successful relaunch of the Steam Wheeler brand that we all got acquainted with from 2000 to 2009. AF2 shut down. Steam Wheelers were shut down from 2009 till last fall when Doug Bland, an owner in the Champions Indoor Football League, and a native of, he's from near Ottawa, Illinois, so not too far from us, and he came back to the area and got the Steam Wheelers rolling again, and I look at that this past season as being a real nice success. They were successful on the field. They were successful at the box office. They had success in the community. So I think it was a win all around.
And what happened in the playoffs? The team got to the playoffs, but it ended pretty fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And, you know, but that's the nature of playoffs. The big goal as a first year, you know, technically they're, you know, while we have the Steam Wheeler history in our minds, they're an expansion team in their league. And so they had a lot of first year, a lot of rookie players, a lot of adjustment to get through, a lot of getting used to each other, getting used to the rules, getting used to indoor football, quite frankly. But they picked up pretty quickly, and the goal stated all along by Mr. Bland was, hey, if we can just make the playoffs, that would be great. And then late in the season, they had a chance to win their conference. If they had won a road game at Amarillo, Texas, which was a challenge in itself, a good team and a long trip, those kind of things. But they had a chance to win their conference title in the regular season, get the number one overall seed in their conference. They didn't do that, but they made the playoffs. They finished 8-4 during the regular season. You know, they got beat by the team that's in the final this weekend. So, you know, all in all, pretty good year, and it was a good playoff game too. They had a chance to win that playoff game. They were leading in the fourth quarter and couldn't hold the lead on the road. So, not really a big knock on a young team. I look at it, like I said, a win-win all around.
And were the rules much different for the Champions League versus arena football 10 years ago, 8 years ago?
I think local fans saw the differences. You know, there were no nets for kickoffs, so there wasn't, you know, any crazy bounces off nets from kickoffs, which you would get in AF2. The defensive rules liberalized a little bit, where you could play some zone defense in passing situations. You had one less linebacker locked in. There used to be what was called a jack linebacker that was restricted to a certain area of the field, and that could be used to basically goose up the AF2 was more of a passing league because of that. This league, Champions Indoor Football, is more run based. There's more running as I think fans got acquainted to this year. And those were probably the biggest adjustments, was that, you know, it was a little more defensive, a little more running, and not as much on crazy, you know, bounces off the net, deciding games too. So football is football, as I say it many times with people. And I think that's the one thing that people really enjoyed, was having football back. It was nice to see a lot of people out at the arena and community coming together to get behind a team.
So what kind of turnout was there? Was there a good crowd at the TaxSlayer Center for the home games?
You know what? They weren't the champions on the league. They weren't the on-field champions of the league, but they were the box office champions. I want to say the average was it was 5,200 plus. I know it was. I believe that was their average was 5,200, 5,300, and that's a jump over everybody else in the league. Attendance was very strong, and I think if they continue to draw those kind of crowds, there were some crowds that were, 6,500. Not the glory days of the Steam Wheelers when they sold out the building, and were undefeated champions of the league. But I think they could certainly live with 5,300 a game for a long, long time.
Now, you mentioned Doug Bland, the owner of the team. From talking to him, is he happy with what happened and looking forward to next year?
Yeah, and they've already launched a early season ticket drive. They just put that on Facebook the other day, actually. Doug and his wife Crystal are just they're super, super people, they really want to see this go, and they're looking at even more next year. As far as that, not saying at the box office, but they're looking at more things they could do. They did a lot of things this year with helping schools raise funds through a ticket sharing program where they have a fill in the blank school night, and the school would sell tickets and get proceeds for their athletic programs, and they would have their bands come in and have their cheerleaders perform and those kind of things, and that turned out to be a nice deal. But they're looking at more types of promotion kind of things and things they can do for sponsors and corporate backers, those kind of things. So it'll be interesting to see what they do in year two.
Okay. And so, Steve, in your expert opinion, or perhaps some other experts you talk to, what could they do to improve next year? I mean, we've talked about what went right, so what might be improved?
Now, that's a stretch to call me an expert, Herb. So I do appreciate it, though. Thank you.
You're welcome.
From years past, I can tell you that, the Steam Wheelers had great on-field success, and they tried to do a lot of things off the field. The one bugaboo of minor leagues, fill in the blank, any sport, is to keep it fresh and keep people, they don't want to eat the same meal every day, that's true in real life as far as your food choices. I can't imagine you're going to have a bologna sandwich every day. So you got to constantly reinvent yourself and come up with other things for people to be interested in your product. But, that said, I think what helps them compared to Steam Wheelers in the past is the bottom line is significantly better. There's not as much overhead. I know from Steam Wheelers past, the owners would tell you that corporate sponsorship was a real key, and I'm sure it is here as well. So as much community backing as they can get from their sponsors is key to the lifeblood of the team. But I know they got out in the community quite a bit, and that's a real key too. Minor league teams have to get out in the community, support their community in any way they can, be visible, do school visits, do all those things that not only help them at the box office, but help their community.